Kut Chalches, this a Lo Yal HaKohan and the Duchar Min Olin. What is Shokayim Shoy? The Kohan that go up to Duchan are not allowed to wear a shoe. Now, the idea of not wearing a shoe is because most shoes have straps. And maybe we're concerned that the shoe strap or string or whatever it is going to rip. And people are going to laugh at him that his shoe looks funny, that it's not put on well. According to that, there'd be room to say that a slip-on shoe should be alright. But the Maisa, Loi Plug Rabban, some do not differentiate, and therefore they said take off your shoes. He says also that when they take off the shoes, they shouldn't leave them in the center exposed. It's not covered for the basic necessity. You put it on the side, under a table, wherever. They should take them off before they wash their hands, or if they do it after the tefillah in a way that they don't have to touch it, it's also good. These Batei Shokayim are boots that go all the way up to the knee kimat. Over there, generally don't have this problem of straps and strings are going to rip. Therefore, it's mutim saladin. But the Ramah says, Yesh machmirim imim shal'ob, v'nogu l'hakob v'sas makoyis. He says that if these things are made out of leather, there's a low plug on this also, whether they have the straps or they don't have the straps. The Rishru says things that people walk outside in the mud with, even if it's not the Chal of Zaver. You have rubbers that people, galoshes, whatever you call it, people put on the shoes when it rains. You shouldn't have those on, even if you're not wearing shoes, because it's just not mechumadi. Also, so he says, for that reason, basically you shouldn't wear any shoe that you wear when you walk out on the street, because that gets dirty. So that covers all the other types of shoes and sneakers, etc. So basically, the main reason is because maybe one of the shoestrings will rip, but there's a secondary reason of it's not a chubadik to go with the shoes you walk on the street with. She also says that it's not proper to go without anything on your feet, because it's also not a chubadik nowadays that people wear socks. So that's the minute to go up with the socks. Sifov, after pishing not requiring the day of Shachas, Chosim, and Lechim, and Dame, and the Perek, Shulchivu, Yad, Vazrel. Even though the Kohen washes hands in the morning, but he has to wash himself again, Lechavad, the Bechas Kohenim, and he has to wash up to his wrists. This is Mi'ikir Adin. By regular tears, he's dying for a Suda, Negel Basa, those things. It says many opinions that say it's enough to the knuckles. But here everybody agrees, it has to be up to the wrists. So even on Yom Kippur, they wash the full hands. If there's no water around, then the Achreinim say, we can rely on the Rambam, says that you are Yoitza with the Netiyas Yadayim of the morning, Kamavan, it's provided that you did not touch something which was a tuna, if you didn't go to the bathroom or whatever. You should bring it to the Achreinim and say that possibly also, you should also be machmir with all the things you need from Netiyas Yadayim for a Suda, which should come from the person, and should have a revius, water that is clear water. Continues the Rechava, Levi Yitzig Mayim al Yedayim. Levi should be the one who pours the water on the hands of the Kohanim. Koizim Lechem, Yitzig Levi Yodav. According to the Rechava, the Levi himself should wash his hands before he washes the Kohanim's hands. Ramah says, Leinoga al Levim Lizim Yedayim Tchila, Raksam Kham Tila Shachas. The Maisa of the meaning is that the Levim do not wash their hands since they wash their hands in the morning. But he says that if they did touch their bodies or other places that were not clean, then they should wash their hands before they do the washing of hands of the Kohen. The Shabru brings in that perfumed water. He says that as long as you put the perfume into the water before Shabbos, one can use it on Shabbos, in my opinion. Well, the Reich is only to wear Reich on the garment of the water, but not on your hands.